You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Starting off this morning at 9 o'clock, the Hayward Community Food Shelf will be opening up at 9 o'clock. And again, they are located at 16216 U.S. Highway 63 here in Hayward. The Hayward Community Food Shelf, located on Highway 63, opening up at 9 o'clock until noon today. More information can be found at the HaywardFoodShelf.net. Super Senior classes starting off at 11 o'clock this morning at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street here in Hayward. This is a 45-minute class, and it's geared to those 60 and older, and they work on balance, strength, coordination, and core. And this is a chair-based program, and there's only a small $2 fee for the class. Again, Super Senior classes happening at the Hayward Senior Resource Center today, starting at 11 o'clock. Ventures Unlimited is hosting a gentle exercise happening at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library today, starting from 11 o'clock and going until noon. This is a Ventures Unlimited group, and community members are invited to join along to a gentle exercise video. There will not be an in-person instructor at this event, but it's just a good time to get out and do a little exercise with community members. Again, gentle exercise with Ventures Unlimited from 11 until 12 at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library here in Hayward. Also at the library, starting today at 3:45, the Tween Club for ages 9 to 12 years old. They're welcome to join, play games, make some crafts, have some snacks, and meet some friends. Every second Monday of the month, again, that would be today from 3:45 until 4:45. They're going to do some cookie decorating and a movie today. That's for the Tween Club at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, located at 10788 State Highway 2777 here in Hayward. Rhythmic Moves, a dance class happening at the Cable Community Center starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Again, explore brain-compatible dance. Movement exercise includes floor work for balance, combination steps, based on ballet, jazz, tap, and improvisational. No prior dance training is needed, just an open mind and a fun spirit. Again, dance, rhythmic moves happening today at 4 o'clock at the Cable Community Center, located at 13660 County Highway M in Cable. An after-school field trip for Solon Springs will be scheduled today at 5 o'clock. This is going to the Lights of Bentleyville. Again, an after-school field trip for Solon Springs to Bentleyville happening this evening. Boys varsity basketball happening today at 5:45 for Solon Springs School District. Again, boys varsity basketball, they will be at Shore High School, South Shore High School. Boys varsity basketball, 5:45, Solon Springs at South Shore High School. The Hayward City Council will be meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at the City Council Chambers. Again, Hayward City Council meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. Girls varsity basketball for Barron School District will be at the Altoona High School gym starting at 7 o'clock. Again, girls varsity basketball for Barron Schools will be at the Altoona High School at 7 o'clock this evening. And then the Hayward High School Winter Choir Concert happening at the auditorium starting at 7 o'clock at the Hayward High School. Again, Hayward High School Winter Choir Concert, 7 o'clock until 8:30 this evening. For more information, you can call 715-638-9501. On Tuesday, December 9th at 10 a.m., the Sawyer County Lac-Couturier Transit Commission will have their monthly board meeting at the Namekagon Transit Building. That is located at 14760 West County Road B here in Hayward. Again, Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Namekagon Transit Building, the Sawyer County Lac-Couturier Transit Commission board meeting. Northwoods Community Food Shelf starting at 10 o'clock as well. This will be at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center, located at 11255 Highway 77 here in Hayward, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of meats, canned goods, and produce, and everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of their financial situation. Again, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf open from 10 until 3 on Tuesday at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center here in Hayward. CARE Community Dinners is put together by several community organizations in the Cable Lakes area. 5 o'clock Tuesday evening at the Lakewoods Resort that evening. Again, CARE's Community Dinners is open to all members of the Cable, Drummond, Grandview, and Namekagon areas. You're all invited to come to the community dinner at Lakewoods Resort Tuesday night from 5 until 6. Boys varsity wrestling for Spooner School District will be at Cumberland Middle School. Again, boys varsity wrestling for Spooner School District will be at the Cumberland Middle School at 6 o'clock on Tuesday evening. Boys varsity basketball starting at 7 o'clock for Spooner School District at Northwestern High School. And then there's a girls varsity basketball for Hayward School District. They will be at home against St. Croix Central at 7 o'clock at the Hayward High School. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning, WBZH, Buzz of the North. Gray here with you this fine Monday, the 8th of December, which I don't want to think about too terrible hard. Mm-mm. 'Tis the season and all that. But Rachel, I'm here with Rachel, of course, again.
Hello.
Happy Monday.
Greetings.
It's Rachel Day. And I've got a topic that you are not aware of.
Figured.
It's my favorite.
Yes.
And the topic today is something that we both experienced yesterday, Sunday, over the weekend. And it is doing something that you didn't think you wanted to do that is better than you thought it would be. Now, it comes in several flavors, either something that's less of a negative experience than you think it's going to be, or easier than you think it's going to be, especially in the case of something like homework, which is something I've dealt with a lot. For me, it was the satisfaction of simply doing the job that I didn't want to do because I was glad to have it behind me, which is kind of only somewhat related. But also, you and I yesterday chose the most social option we could for something that I don't think we normally would have done. That I think we ended up rewarding. And I'm actually going to, I just realized that we've got a keyword this hour that we've got to deal with as well. But I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. We went to the game yesterday.
A bar.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, like, this is a bar owned by family. So it's... Yes. It's only so much the trying experience.
That can make it more complicated in ways, though, at the same time. Like, I totally get where you're coming from, but always, you know, family is family.
Well, so, I mean, that's part of it, too, is that it doesn't quite feel the same
mm-hmm.
As the average bar-going experience, especially because the normal expectations aren't necessarily there. But, you know, I think it's one of those things where what we dread is what we need.
Yes.
And that's kind of the mm-hmm. same topic put differently that I also mm-hmm. wanted to touch on today. And I think our version of that is just that. Our version, whereas most people probably have something pretty similar, mm-hmm. where what they dread is what they need the most. Especially for me, homework might be the classic example because I'm a classic procrastinator. Mm. No piece of homework has ever been as bad as I thought it was going to be, I don't think.
Mm. Yeah.
Have you ever found something that was as bad as your anxiety indicated?
Yes. But very, very rare. Like,
right.
It's happened like twice in my life, or, you know.
Like, well, and it's special things. Like, if I had to imagine, like, losing your grandmother comes to mind, one of those sorts of things, you know, like,
yeah.
One of those immovable monolith type experiences. Yes.
Is it really fair to even count that into what?
Right. Can you even hold that against any sort of yardstick? Because mm-hmm. it's just, yep, guaranteed. I don't know. I definitely have feelings about that. I need to sit down and process how I feel about the fact that we all must just deal with this horrifying thing, mm-hmm. which, like, is it not that horrifying because it's so commonplace? I don't know. I feel like we're all weirdly comfortable with death coming because we don't have much choice.
Yeah.
You and I should probably bring up that we've been watching Last Meals.
Yes. every person's got two things in common.
Everybody's got to eat and everybody's going to die.
Yep.
And that is the saying for Last Meals on YouTube by a channel called Mythical Kitchen.
This is not a plug.
We are not affiliated with them, but it is a very thought-provoking show. And I mean, it's definitely a Hot Ones-inspired interview-type talk show over food, but it's a very talented team of cooks, and they make people their last meals, what they would have for their last meal if they could. Here's the thing we should get out of the way as well. Death is not on the list of things I intended to discuss.
Yes.
As things that are better than,
like,
you think they're going to be.
Like, worrying these, is usually
this is just,
not.
Yeah, no. We're so necessary. Far in the weeds that we ended up talking about human mortality.
Yeah.
That's just how we are. By the way, while I'm thinking about it here, and while anything is fair game, our keyword this hour is wind. 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 If you haven't done anything with those keywords, every day there's a chance at $200 cash. And I think we had a lot of local winners last week. People from Hurley, people from the Phillips Park Falls area, one in Chippewa Falls, I know too. Was there a butternut winner
so,
too?
Or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I'm pretty sure.
That's a lot of Price County and very close by. So let's steal it from the people over at WCQM in Park Falls. Text us the keyword wind before the hour is up to WBZH when you open that Civic Media app. And if you're curious, head to the website civicmedia.us/contest-terms. Every entry is also an entry into the grand prize drawing, et cetera, et cetera. Snowblowers, portable air conditioners.
Yes.
It's funny what random nouns you could just pick from that and throw at a person. But I think that's the theme of ours. And I think it might be because of our avoidant anxiety styles. It's that we tend to really build up the things that we don't want.
Yes.
Especially there's... because we have like this mythical veil of ignorance that allows us to inflate the things we're afraid of.
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
Well, you know, I think some psychologists would have a whole field book to write on.
I know. If you're a psychiatrist out there and it's an easy answer, I'm so sorry that you're forced to sit and listen to this. But no, it's just...
It's a human condition.
Again, I think it's something that a lot of people deal with. And it just... That's our particular flavor of it. And I think there are people out there who would probably hear that and laugh at what we deal with in that way. But who also deal with similar things.
Yeah.
That's part... Because I have that instinct, too. I see people dealing with certain problems, and it's like, ha! And then I need to remember, it's like, man, I am a real cocktail of some weird stuff that turns into a pretty normal human being. And I think
we're walking biomes. Like, yeah, what is well, that? Like, before, that's a whole different.
See, and that's this is my horror. I feel like our great-great-grandchildren are going to listen back and if only they knew about the thing that gets discovered 100 years from now. This is nothing like what we'll be talking about later this hour, because this is nothing like we plan to be talking about. The idea was things that aren't as bad as you think, specifically because of anxiety or because of just how satisfying they are to finish up. We will be talking about similar things, though, and text us the keyword wind in the meantime, W-I-N-D. You're listening to WBZH. I'm Gray. She's Rachel. We're right back here on WBZH, The Buzz of the North. Gray here with Rachel once again, and we've got a keyword this hour, today's chance, this hour's chance at today's $200 prize. Words, correct order. The keyword is wind, W-I-N-D. And you can catch those keywords throughout the day here on WBZH and on our sister station here in Hayward, WHSM Muskie Country, where I have an afternoon show. But we'll save that kind of topic for another day. Rachel, this morning we've been talking about things that aren't as bad as you think. And what really we've been discussing is our anxiety style, I think, more than anything. But also, at least, how that informs what I think to some degree is a universal experience. Mm-hmm. How can anybody say that without being other people? But at the same time, it really does seem like I've been warned by several loving family members, guides, mentors, my dad especially. He's pointed me towards the possibility of similar things in warning me, you know, and trying to prepare me for life. Like, hey, just do the thing. Like,
just do it.
It almost reminds me of how people act around cigarettes before you ever try one. You know, you see people smoking and they always say, don't try this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we both did. Mm-hmm. We both ended up doing that for a very brief period. Yeah. And looking back on that, it's like, man, why didn't I listen to the people who were like, you know, like
they're doing
if they're they were speaking. In quicksand and they were up to their hips and they'd say, you can't save me from this. Don't try to. And you certainly don't dip a toe in this. Mm-hmm. I would have been OK, cool. You know, I'd have walked right away from that. I have no idea why. And that I think we just end up in another slightly tangential and slightly related thing, which, let's be real, is my whole point here. That's kind of, mm-hmm. I just want to talk with you about these kinds of things. It's something that I've found in life, which is, again, my dad, great guide for the things he's tried to guide me in. And I've believed him and understood the lessons he's tried to teach. And yet at the same time, that doesn't hold a candle to finding yourself in the middle of the situation he warned me about.
Life experience.
It's almost unfair how different the firsthand experience is. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you know, and there's no exception to this general. I think this is a general rule, you know, whether it's a sport, whether it's a, I mean, there have been a couple things that truly were what I expected going in. Mm-hmm. But only the most simple, menial, and usually worst things, you know? Like, if you describe sweeping a floor to me, I'm going to expect something a lot like what you get. If you explain to me an IMAX theater, I'll develop an image in my mind, but I'm not going to understand how it feels to sit in that space. So, I don't know.
Yep.
Is that something that we're just doomed to be? Is stupid until it's too late?
I'm pretty sure, you know, at this point in human history, like,
you know, it feels like this is the opportunity that each person may or may not have, but that we certainly do, to decide how we feel about the chaos. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that like is the most beautiful and most horrifying thing about life, is that, you know, And honestly, the decision may or may not even matter. You know, if we decide we're going to feel positive about it, cool. That's...
Yeah.
The bad day is going to bite you in the backside regardless. But what... I don't know. I just... Mm-hmm. I wish there was... and now I'm thinking of... have you ever read Ready Player 2?
No, I never read the books. Nope. I just movied it.
Okay. Yeah. And I don't think they've made... Have they made the movie Ready Player 2?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Have they
I'm
really?
Pretty sure I'm thinking of the, yeah.
Okay, like, I've got to Google things.
Yes.
But one of the most important story aspects of Ready Player 2, and yet also one that's kind of thrown away in its most fascinating regards, is these headsets that record every aspect of human experience so that you could watch back the first person recording of somebody snowboarding. Mm-hmm. And not only do you see what they see, you feel their sense of balance as they lean, and you feel the powder of the snow and the rush of the wind past you. Like, you get a true sense, and you can also feel the emotions of the people who went through these. It's recording like your whole brain pattern in a way that's entirely science fiction, of course.
I was wrong, by the way.
Okay, no movie yet. Yep. And I don't know how they would do it any justice. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that they just kind of throw away in a paragraph is that empathy immediately spiked, because they were like, and it was a really cool idea by the author, which was that activist organizations, you know, they let you live through, like, you live as a Jew in the Holocaust, or which is not something that they could have necessarily recorded, but similar experiences. You get the idea. Like, live as a persecuted person.
Yeah.
Live as somebody different from yourself. Live as somebody of a different sexuality. Mm-hmm. And, like, the inevitable conclusion by that author, and I think certain schools of thought in philosophy, was that empathy would just go off the charts and people would realize that we're all similar. And it just...
Yeah.
It makes me wish that there was a way to package that kind of thing. It's just like, my dad could hand me these things, and I'd actually get how horrifying it would be if I let them happen, instead of finding myself in the middle of them.
Yeah.
Instead, we try to communicate.
Yeah. And truly, though, empathy is a superpower. Like,
it is in a way, but it also, it's got its hangups.
Sure. I do believe it's like the closest thing, though, that we can...
You know what? I'll qualify it this way. It's like an inefficient superpower.
Yeah.
It's like a superpower that burns coal.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's how I think of empathy. It's like, you know what? You really got to push, and to give yourself the most, you've kind of got to self-destruct. Mm-hmm. If you're going to run on pure empathy, it just can't work necessarily. Right. And it has
boundaries.
To be, yeah, it has to be tempered. Okay, we're going to extend this metaphor even further next week, Monday. No, we're not. Not to worry. We're going to do a little bit more planning. This was definitely a lot more off the cuff. But again, I like just chatting with you. I like existing here in the Northwoods with you and proving that there are some weirdos like us doing just fine. Being weirdos and doing just fine. Text us the keyword wind, WIND. And every odd numbered hour throughout the day has a keyword. Check out the contest details on our civicmedia.us website. Text us wind, WIND. We're getting back to Pat Kreitlo. But for now, I'm Gray. She's Rachel.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlo on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Today I'm talking with Ariana Johnson from The Lot, which is a space right across the street here from the studios of WHSM. Good morning, Ari.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, it's almost that Christmas time, and you're having quite an event, actually several events happening over at your space on December 13th, and this is part of the Downtown Hayward Business Improvement District activities and some other local businesses. It's called a Christmas Village, so talk a little bit about what this event is.
Yes, so the bid actually is having a 5K ugly sweater run and walk, and then a Carols for Christmas event through the Christmas in Hayward. And since they're having it at the lot, I figured let's make a Christmas village during the same time. So it's kind of expanded into something a little bit more. Yes, and usually that's how things happen. Yeah.
But not out of control. Used to be out of control, right?
Right, yeah. Yes. So we decided that we would enhance those two events and bring in James Nett's DJ. Okay. So he's going to be there and going to do karaoke, you know, kind of focus on Christmas carols. So it should be a good time.
Yeah.
We're also going to have a food truck. We're going to have Honey Badger Bites, which is a local favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So not only have their typical burrito bowls, smash burgers, but also include some soups to stay warm.
Oh, yes.
And we have other vendors from the area that are going to be there as well. So it should be a lot of fun, a lot of, you know, we just hope the weather isn't too cold because last year we had a little Christmas event and it was the below freezing time and that wasn't too
Well, fun. There'll be bonfires out there and I'm assuming some of those heated
propane
thingies
we've been
out
investing
there.
In that kind of stuff too. So
there'll be
keep
some
everybody warm.
Spaces. Yeah. So yeah, it's a full day of events starting at 9 o'clock. The Christmas Village will be opening up, like you said, food truck, bonfires, holiday vendors in their tents, and then the ugly sweater starting registration at 9:30. The race starts at 10 o'clock, and that'll start right here on 3rd Street in front of the lot and WHSM. And then there's also the 3rd annual Carols for Christmas finale. Do you know what that's about?
Yes. So there's two categories, youth and then adults, and it's a competition held downtown at various businesses. They'll sing in front of the businesses earlier in the morning, and then we will have the finale on the stage at the lot.
Okay.
So, you know, depending on how many people register, which, you know, that is still open.
Okay.
You can register at hbidinfo@gmail.com.
Okay.
And you can also go on to the Downtown Hayward, Wisconsin bid website, and there's a landing page that you can register for not only the Carols for Christmas, but also the Ugly Sweater race.
Okay.
So that's cool. I'm just going to name that website. It's downtownhaywardwi.com.
Sure.
So you can find a lot of information on that. And actually, they created a landing page for the Christmas Village as well. So it's, you know, a go-to spot to kind of find out what's going on specifically, and you can register there as well.
Okay. And then there's another organization. They're called Wreaths for a Cause. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So actually, a few of the downtown businesses approached me, and we kind of wanted to, you know, have a new avenue for helping various needs in the community to be met a little bit more.
Okay.
So we're actually having some wreaths donated by Timber Ridge Landscape and Design, and then we're going to be decorating them very beautifully.
Yeah, right.
And we'll have those set up, and then people can purchase the day of.
Okay.
So
is there a set price on these, or is this a bid auction sort of deal?
We thought about the bidding, but I think this year we're going to just have a set price, and we haven't determined that yet.
Yeah.
It's not going to be too outrageous. We want to make sure, you know, that they get sold.
But at least they'll know then the funds are going to charitable causes here in the local area.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's really amazing that, you know, there's just different things. I think this year we're actually going to be donating the money for lunches at the various schools.
Okay.
You know, sometimes people fall behind on, you know, just keeping up on lunch.
Yeah. Well, especially around the holidays, there's a little extra spending going on for people. It's just what we do in the holidays, and
exactly.
Then to support that on the backside for those who need that. That's awesome.
Yes. And I would like just to mention the proceeds for the Ugly Sweater run fun walk are going to the Hayward Dance Experience competitions. And Nicole, Nathan, and the Hayward Dance Experience, they're kind of going to be running that part of the show. And I think you just actually met with her. And, you know,
we talked with her about having all the kids, all the girls and guys in charge of that ugly sweater event. So,
yes. And speaking of vendors, I think we have some really fun events happening. We have Simply Sweets Cookie Company, which is a local favorite. She makes beautiful cookies.
Yeah.
She's going to be there. North Wisconsin will have a simmer pot kit making area.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ariana, thank you for telling us about this. Again, Christmas Village is going to be Saturday, December 13th from 9 until 3 o'clock. Right across the street here from the WHSM studios is the lot. If you want to Google their address, it's 10597 Kansas Avenue here in Hayward. For sure, put the 13th on your calendar. Come on over. Enjoy the bonfires, the food trucks, and all the festivities. Thank you, Ari.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.